Yes, I have fresh coffee and hot cinnamon rolls.
Is how you got Hansel and Gretel to come to your house?
Come, Benson, sit. Stay.
You expecting me or Lassie?
How would you like your coffee?
Just put it in my water dish. What is it with you lately, Crouch?
Nothing, I'm just happy. Is there a law against that?
Maybe. Depends on how you got happy.
Morning, Benson. Morning, Miss Crouch.
Good morning, Liebling.
Boy, am I depressed.
Well, what's the matter, Katie?
I just figured out what I want when I graduate from high school. And I know Daddy'll say no.
Now, what do you want, a car?
No, a nose job.
A nose job?
Yeah. Jerry Blake said I have a funny nose.
Well, tell Jerry Blake to worry about his own nose.
He doesn't have to, Benson. He's naturally cute.
Well, so are you, Liebling.
I'd be cuter if I had a nose like Bo Derek.
You want Bo Derek's nose?
You gotta start somewhere.
Morning, everybody. Oh, wow, more cinnamon rolls.
Take two, there are plenty.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Benson, how much longer are you going to be working with that guy from the state tax board?
You mean Waverly? We should be finished up tomorrow. Why?
Well, I got that press release I want to go over with you.
How about 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock's no good. I got to be in small claims court. Some guy's trying to sue me for breaking his piano.
Breaking his piano?
Yeah. I sort of ran into it with my car.
See how that could happen to a person.
It wasn't my fault, Benson. I swerved to miss a little dog and went up the ramp of a moving van. How did I know there was a piano in there? I'm not worried. I saved the dog's life. That's justifiable reckless driving.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. Waverly.
Oh, you look very nice today, Miss Krause.
Thank you.
Benson, I couldn't find you or Denise, so I just dropped my things in your office.
Yeah, well, Denise worked late last night. I let her go at 12:30 and told her not to come in today.
We'll get together when I get back from court, Benson. It won't take the judge long to decide in my favor. That dog was pregnant.
I just ran into the governor. He asked me about our progress on the new tax code.
I know, Jim. He's been asking the same question every morning for 6 weeks. Let's hope we can wrap it up by tomorrow.
Oh, I can't face it till I've had a cup of coffee.
Fine, I'll see you in the office.
Okay.
Here is your coffee, Mr. Waverly.
Well, thank you, Miss Krause.
Hope you like it.
I believe that is the finest coffee I've ever had.
Thank you.
What's your secret?
Well, I find it helps to scrub the filter very thoroughly.
Yes?
And then you must pour only cold water into the coffee maker, never warm.
I see.
Most important is to brew it only until... Coffee is at the peak of its flavor.
Come in.
Oh, I thought Mr. Waverly was here.
No, he had to go over to the Capitol. What's all that?
Sandwiches for the both of you.
Well, I haven't done anything to earn it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Pieces are beginning to fall into place, Krauss. You're dressing up all the time, fresh flowers, cinnamon rolls in the morning. Admit it, Krauss, you're in love.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Oh, Gretchen. I prayed for this day.
Gavin, it's not you.
It's not me. Who is the scoundrel? Tell me so I can run him through.
Don't tease me, Benson. He's a wonderful man.
Huh? From what I can tell, he's a wonderful kisser.
You saw us and you didn't say anything?
Well, I was going to applaud, but I wasn't sure the act was over.
I know it's hard for you to believe, Benson, but Jim thinks I am something special just the way I am. He compliments my cooking, he laughs at my jokes, he even thinks I'm pretty.
He laughs at your jokes?
He enjoys the simple things. Holding hands in the moonlight while we walk along the river, listening to Wagner on the tape machine in his car, saying goodnight at the door.
Rouse, please.
For your information, this relationship...
Oh, Benson. Excuse me, Miss Krauss, this will only take a moment.
Oh, that's okay, I'll wait.
Benson, I just skimmed the first section of your new tax code.
Yeah?
Stunningly inadequate.
So glad you liked it.
Why don't you do it over? We'll discuss it when I get back.
Oh, are you going somewhere?
Why do you think I'm dressed like this?
Thought you got a new job at the Dairy Queen.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm off for a game with the minority whip.
Shouldn't you be dressed in black?
Benson, one meets a host of influential people on the tennis court.
I'll come back later.
In fact, that's where I first met Jim Waverly.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were friends.
I didn't say that. We were competitors on the tennis court and for the affections of a certain young lady.
Could you all take this love match somewhere else?
Who was she?
Mary Lou Fontaine.
Was she pretty?
I thought so. I think Jim was more impressed with the fact that she was a senator's daughter. I'm sure that's the only reason he married her.
I'm sorry.
But the marriage didn't last, huh?
Are you kidding? That marriage will last forever. Or at least until Waverly becomes governor.
Maybe it's a different Jim Waverly.
Yeah, married to a different Senator Fontaine's daughter in a different state.
That must be it. Not too likely, is it?
Well, maybe there's another explanation.
Like what?
Well, you're talking to the wrong person, Krause. You'll have to talk to Waverly.
Don't worry, I'll talk to him, and he better have the right answer.
Well, that's the end of the cinnamon rolls.
Miss Krause, you all right?
Yeah, I'm just dandy.
Are you sure Waverly isn't back yet?
Positive, sir.
No, I need to have that tax code completed by noon tomorrow.
I'm planning to work tonight.
With Waverly?
Maybe not, sir.
Miss Krause, why are you slamming those pots around?
Because they make noise.
What's the matter with her?
Perhaps there's a full moon in Bavaria. Could we continue this discussion in your office?
Just let me get a cup of coffee first. You know, Benson, these mugs always remind me of the mugs we used to have up at the lumber camp, except mine had a moose on it.
This made them pretty heavy.
A real moose. It was just a picture of one. We all had our mugs personalized with either a name or a picture. You will never guess what three-fingered Jack had on his.
Very small handle.
No. No, it said safety first. Get it?
Yes, sir, I think I do.
Miss that old moose head mug. Miss Krause, next time you're out shopping, would you look for a mug with a moose on it?
Why not? I have nothing better to do with my life.
Oh, good afternoon.
Jim, I was just asking Benson where you were.
Yeah, I had to go see Senator Fontaine.
Well, sit down. Have a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. While Jim's having his coffee, why don't you and I go work on the school security bill?
Well, I thought it was fine. I've already signed it. So how's Senator Fontaine?
Well, I ain't staying. Governor, why don't you finish telling me that story about how three-fingered Jack got his name?
You mean I never told you that story?
Not yet.
It's a most amazing thing. You know, I don't usually tell this story. It takes forever.
Krause, you owe me one.
Benson, don't be long. We have that meeting over at the Tax Bureau.
I'll pick you up on the way out.
Okay. Well, here we are again, just the two of us, eh?
I wouldn't touch me if I were you.
Well, what's the matter?
It has come to my attention that there is another woman, and you are married to her.
You mean, Mary Lou?
Is there more than one?
I'm sorry, I should have told you sooner.
Yeah, the first evening when you were blowing in my ear. You should have been whispering, I'm married.
You're angry.
I'll give you that much. You're perceptive.
But it's not the way it looks, Gretchen. It's an awful marriage. We haven't loved each other for years. I wanted to tell you, but I needed you to love me for myself, not because you pitied me.
You expect me to buy that?
It's a marriage of convenience, Gretchen. You know what that means?
Yeah, it means you're married.
Oh, I don't blame you. And I know we'll probably never see each other again, but I can't walk out until you know the truth.
Now, wait a minute. If you're going to tell me that the marriage is on the rocks, that your wife doesn't understand you, and you're about to get a divorce, you can forget it.
Hearing you say it, I realize how hollow the truth can sound.
You mean that's it? I got it.
Except the part about the divorce. Now, Mary Lou's trying to take me for everything I own. So it may be a few more months before it comes through. In the meantime, she doesn't care that I've found someone else.
You mean you told her about me?
I don't have to give her any excuses, especially about you. Gretchen, if you only knew what that woman has put me through.
Oh, Jim, I am sorry.
I told you. No pity.
It's not pity, Jim. It's love.
Oh, Gretchen.
Maybe we'll get the cinnamon rolls back.
Good evening, Miss Kraus.
Good evening, sir.
No, sit down, please. I'm just coming down for a glass of milk.
There is tea.
Oh, no, thanks. I always... What the heck? You only live once.
Problems keeping you awake, too, sir?
Just one. I'm not sleepy. Where did this come from?
I bought it for you.
Oh, wasn't that sweet of you? It's a beautiful picture of a wombat.
Thank you, sir.
What exactly is a wombat?
Well, it's a little fuzzy animal from Australia.
No moose, huh?
No. It was either that or Chubby Checker.
Thank you. Well, you're up late. Is something bothering you?
Yeah, well, actually, it is not my problem, sir. It is a problem of a friend of mine.
Good night, sir. Good night, Krause.
Ah, Benson caught you sneaking out before midnight.
You know how it is, sir. I thought I'd goof off and get a good night's sleep.
Benson, would you like to sit down and have a cup of tea?
No, thank you, Krause. Good night.
Now, sit down for just a minute, Benson. Miss Krause has a problem to discuss.
Well, actually, it is not my problem. It's my friend's problem. Nobody you know. See, this friend of mine is in the September of her life. Maybe October.
And she thinks it's June, maybe July.
Well, if it's personal, perhaps it's better if we don't mention any names.
All right, I won't.
It isn't Denise, is it?
No, sir.
Ah, good. Go ahead, Miss Cross.
Well, see, this friend of mine met a man, and now she's crazy in love with him.
Now, Cross, perhaps you'd rather I didn't hear this. I know I would.
Stay, Benson. This will clear up the wrong conclusions you have jumped to because you only know half the story.
You mean it's half over already?
No, sir. See, they had known each other only a short time when the man told my friend that he is married. Very unhappily so. It's only a matter of time before he gets a divorce.
It's only a matter of time before you get to the point.
But now there is an added complication. The man wants my friend to go away for the weekend.
You mean he's tired of her already?
No, Benson. With him. The two of them together at a ski lodge. Of course, sir, she will have her own room. I mean, it's all perfectly innocent. But
she doesn't know if she should go or not.
Would you go, sir?
No, Miss Cross, I wouldn't. I don't ski.
Maybe your friend is afraid she'll slip and get hurt.
Maybe. And then maybe she was raised to believe that it would be wrong to go.
Well, what if she didn't go?
Well, it's very important to the man. If she doesn't go, she may lose him.
Well, Miss Cross, if the man has made her feel like that, maybe she wouldn't be losing very much. What do you think?
I'm suddenly very tired. I'm going to bed. Excuse me.
Good night. Oh, Benson, I wouldn't have said that if I didn't care about Miss Cross.
I know, sir.
Who is the man?
I don't think Cross would want me to tell you, sir.
All right.
Good night, sir.
Good night. Oh, Benson, did I show you my wombat?
No, I think I would have remembered that, sir. Good night.
Good night.
No?
Okay, I'll tell him. Pete, there's a guy at the back door looking for you. Says you have a piano for sale?
Yeah, I lost in small claims court. I had to pay for the piano. I figured I might as well take it. It's outside there. It's strapped to the roof of my car. Hey, what do you think I can get for it?
About $60 if you throw in the car.
Be serious. Hey, listen, Benson, you play the piano. Before I go talk to this guy, you want to make an offer?
Peter, I don't have any room in my apartment for a baby grand. Besides, it doesn't have any legs.
Well, this is perfect. You can slide it under your bed.
Pete, I don't want to buy the piano.
Would you be interested in a monthly rental?
Pete, get out.
Okay. Well, it's practically sold anyway. Hey, this guy wants to make it into a hot tub.
Hello, I was looking for Jim Waverly.
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, hi, darling.
Mary Lou, what are you doing here?
I was in the area, so I thought I'd take you to lunch. There's no one at the desk, so I just barged right in.
Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet my wife. Dear, this is...
Oh, now, really, Jim, I certainly recognize the governor of our state. How do you do, sir?
Mrs. Waverly.
This is Clayton Endicott.
Clayton?
Mary Lou.
I haven't seen you in years.
It has been a while.
Remember all those big parties Daddy used to give?
How could I ever forget?
Clayton used to tend bar for us.
I was working my way through school.
This is Mr. Dubois.
Ah, yes. Jim has told me so many wonderful things about you. It's nice to meet you.
How do you do?
I hope you'll take good care of him for me this weekend.
This weekend?
You are working, aren't you? I mean, that is the reason I'm spending the weekend with Daddy.
Why, yes, Mary Lou, of course I'm working. It's just that Benson doesn't know it yet.
I thought we finished this morning.
Yes, the nuts and bolts. Now we have to prepare a supplementary report that explains the new codes.
Aha. I'm sorry we've been taking up so much of your husband's time, Mrs. Waverly.
Well, I don't get to see him very much, but I try not to complain. I know when the work and play are over, he always comes home to me, don't you, Jimmy?
Yes, dear. Shall we go to lunch?
It was a pleasure meeting you, Governor. Gentlemen.
Bye. What's that all about?
Governor, you don't want to know.
Benson, I'm the governor. I have to know something. I mean, last night you said you know who wouldn't want me to know you know what, and now... Wait a minute. You don't mean...
What are you two talking about?
He's not.
Not what?
Oh, I'm going to put a stop to this.
Why don't you let me handle it, sir?
You got it.
Sir, is something going on that you're not telling me about?
Clayton's right, sir. I think he should know.
Know what?
At the governor's ball.
Yes?
You're attending bar.
Ah, here you are, Jim. I was waiting for you. Long lunch?
Yeah, I stopped off at my office at the Capitol.
Well, that's what I thought. But you know, I called over there, and your secretary said you weren't there.
Yeah, I told her to hold all calls.
Oh, I see.
Why don't we go into your office?
Something you want to talk about?
Yes, there is.
Supplemental report?
Yes.
I bet you've just decided we don't need one.
Well, as a matter of fact, you're right.
Which means we won't have to work this weekend.
You disappointed?
Oh, no, it's fine with me, but I don't know about Mary Lou. You heard what she said.
Mary Lou?
That's his wife.
I know who Mary Lou is.
Yeah, she says the only reason she went to visit Daddy this weekend was because Jimmy told her he had to work.
Let's go to your office, Benson.
You said you didn't have to make excuses.
Krause, excuses that aren't true are called lies.
Quiet, Benson. Lies? You said the marriage was dead, said your wife didn't care what you did.
She doesn't, just so he comes home to her. They make a wonderful pair.
Oh, shut up, Benson. This is none of your damn business.
Oh, yes, it is. You made it my business when you used me to lie to your wife.
Listen.
No, I am through listening, Jim. You said you were getting a divorce.
Well, the deal he's got, he doesn't need one.
Gretchen, please.
Goodbye, Mr. Waverly.
Excuse me?
Get out!
I think the lady wants you to move it. I'm sorry, Gretchen. I didn't know how else to do it. If I told you about him and later he told you I was lying, who would you believe?
I would have believed him. That's how stupid I've been.
Oh, you're not stupid. You just fell for this guy. It happens.
No, it doesn't happen, Benson. Not the way it's supposed to.
Oh, oh yeah? Well, the hell with it.
I really did love that turkey, Benson.
Cross, the guy's got problems.
So do I. I think he may have been my last shot.
Oh, come on, how can you say that? You can't let this beat you. You can't give up on tomorrow.
You're not going to sing that song from Annie, are you? Thank you, Benson. Could I be alone for a while?
It's always a pleasure to leave you alone, Krause.